Good morning. Today we are continuing our topic of eating and drinking in shul and a beis medrash, and our specific questions of the day. Number one is, how about drinking Kiddush wine in shul? For example, a shul that has the minhag Friday night to say Kiddush for everyone, can the wine be drunk in shul? How about a shul that says Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, or if there's a bris milah in shul, can you drink? The Gemara tells us there's no eating and drinking in a shul, so how about for those occasions that would be considered drinking? That's question number one. Question number two, if you have no other place to have a siyum, somebody finishes a masechta, siyum on Shas, can it be done in the Beis Medrash? So those are our two questions. So we've seen in the past, so that in fact there are four heterim that were brought, why one would be indeed permitted to eat in a shul and or Beis Medrash. Number one, in particular, Beis Medrash, Talmidei Chachamim v'Talmideim, those who are full-time learners or even half-day learners, we saw in opinion, they're learning there, they shouldn't have to be mevatel their time and go out and drink something and eat something quickly. If they have to go home, for example, it's going to take a large chunk of their time, so they would be permitted to eat or drink in the Beis Medrash. Number two was, the Gemara told us that the shuls in Bava were built on a condition that it would be permitted to use them for personal uses, as long as it's not a disgraceful use, but permitted uses would be to eat and drink. So as long as it's apparently in Chutz La'aretz, it wouldn't be limited to Bava, but in Chutz La'aretz, that would apply. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin, it does not apply in Eretz Yisrael. The third heter, a private base medrash. And number four is, if it's for the need of the shul or possibly letzorach mitzvah, for the need of a mitzvah, but we said that indeed that could be fairly limited. So when it comes to our first question, drinking wine for Kiddush Havdalah or Bris Milah, there is an explicit Gemara in Pesachim Kuf Amud Beis that talks about saying Kiddush in shul, and it says that osam b'nei adam shekitzu b'beis hakneses, those that make kiddush in shul. Why were they saying kiddush in shul? In order to fulfill the mitzvah for the orchim, for the guests who would be eating and drinking in shul. And then there's a machlokis in the Gemara there between Rav and Shmuel. Are they yotze when you go home again, or you say kiddush later in a different location? Do you have to repeat the brachas or not? So that's a secondary concern to us right now. It's actually not so much a concern for us whether you yotze when you go home. Do you have to say the bracha or not? What we care about is that they were saying kiddush in shul. So that is key for us. We see that they were having a kiddush in shul. They were drinking it in shul also. That's just the kiddush wine. It wasn't that they were having kugel and stuff and a kichel, but they were having, they were saying the kiddush itself and drinking the wine in shul. So in fact, Tosfos says it can't possibly be that the orchim, that the guests were eating and drinking in shul, because you're not allowed to. So Tosfot answers that apparently the guests were eating and drinking in the rooms that were adjacent to the shul. But even if that's the case, we see from this that the kiddush itself for them was in the shul. So still Tosfot answers based on that. So in fact, the achshav nowadays, we are noeg to be lenient on this, and even when it comes to the kos of Havdalah, the wine for Havdalah, the wine at the bris milah, the minhag is to be lenient and permit drinking it in shul. So that's when it comes to our first question, how about the wine, if you're prohibited to eat and drink in shul, how about the wine for Kiddush, Havdalah, and a bris milah? We see based on this Tosfos that it is indeed permitted. So our next question is, how about a siyum? Can one have a siyum in a base medrash? So the Sharat Siyun of the Mishnah Berurah discusses this, and he says, if you have no other location, apparently based on our second heter, that the shuls in Bavel were built on a tznai, if you have no other location to have that siyum, would be permitted to have it in the base medrash. But apparently that would apply only in Chutz La'aretz, not in Eretz Yisrael, because that whole concept, as we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that you can eat and drink in a shul and the like, because assuming that they were made on a tanai, if they were made on a tanai, that you'd be able to eat and drink in them, for example, then it's permitted. That whole concept applies only in Chutz La'aretz, not in Eretz Yisrael. So then the Sharat Zion continues, but we have the fourth heter. The fourth heter of its mutter letzorach mitzvah, for the need of a mitzvah, milachein al pizil lichaora mutter afilu b'Eretz Yisrael. Based on this, we would say apparently it would be permitted even in Eretz Yisrael. So that is the Sharat Zion apparently permitting it because it's the Tzorech Mitzvah. Now, the Kaf HaChaim also discusses it, having a Siyum in a Beis Medrash, and he initially brings the opinion of the Eshel Avram, who was Machmir. The Eshel Avram says it's a Sudas Mitzvah, yes, but if it's a Sudas Mitzvah that has Shichrus, then they have levity, it's usher to have it in a Beis Medrash, even a Siyum of a Masechta, because there is levity. So there's no permit for levity. It could be that we can have a suda of a mitzvah, but not a sudas mitzvah that has levity associated with it. That is the view of the Eshel Avram. And then the Kaf HaChaim continues, but if you have a siyum that is not associated with levity, for example, there's no shichrus, there's no heavy drinking there. Maybe they just have some wine to have the kavarash, the kavara Torah, just for the to increase the kavara Torah. They have wine, but that's it. There's no drunkenness, there's no levity. We can be makel to have a siyum, especially if you have no other location, you can have it in the Beis Medrash, but you have to be careful, says the Kaf HaChaim, to not have sicha betela, to not discuss things that are not proper. It has to be focused on divrei Torah, and has to have shiras v'tishbachos, praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praises of the kavara Torah. If that is the case, so it's proper, and it's done properly, then the Kaf HaChaim said that even though it's in a Beis Medrash, it would be permitted to have a seuda for a siyum. So there we have it in a nutshell. When it comes to our first question, drinking the wine, the Kiddush wine, the Havdalah wine for the Bris Milah, permitted based on Tosfos. When it comes to the siyum, the Mishnah Berurah was of the view that because it's Latorach Mitzvah, if you don't have another option, it indeed would be permitted. And because of Latorach Mitzvah, that would apply even in Eretz Yisrael. And the Eshel Avram was Machmir, especially there's levity. But the Kaf HaChaim says, if there's not going to be Shichrut, if there's not going to be levity, indeed, if it's going to be properly managed and run, then it would indeed be permitted to have that Siyum in a Beis Medrash. Have a wonderful day.